It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Frank Trousdale today. Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Cal.
Good to talk to you,
I'm
too.
I'm awesome. What a beautiful day.
It's wonderful. It's all things considered, right?
That's for sure.
How are you keeping? Everybody all right in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. No, things are starting to open up slowly. Fortunately, in my immediate family, we did not experience any problems. Our little town is that I live in, Fort Stanley, Ontario. We've been pretty lucky. The whole area in Ontario, has got hit pretty hard, but we're getting through it, and slowly everything's starting to look like it's opening up.
Good for you. The single is Dust on the Western Sky. We'll talk about that in just a second, Frank. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? We know now you're from Ontario, or you're living in Ontario at least. Tell us a little bit more.
I've been in the music business for a number of years, 47 years.
Have you?
I've been performing professionally since 1977 with a band out of Guelph, Ontario called Copperfield, and later on in the 80s, Danny Thompson Band, which were all country, and then The Other Kind, which was a southern rock band, which was a Steve Earle clone band. I was a keyboardist and second lead vocal. Then I went out on my own and started recording at Grand F Studios in Hamilton, Ontario, at the Daniel Lanois studio, and with a band called Franklin Alexander and the Bone Shakers. And I used my middle name back then as a marquee. Mm-hmm. And in the recording session, I got to work with Richard Bell, who took over from Richard Manuel in the band, Levon Helm in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the leader of, before that, he was the leader of Janis Joplin's band, the Full Tilt Boogie Band. And Richard became a really close friend and taught me a lot about writing music and recording. And he was just an amazing guy, but unfortunately we lost him about 6 years ago to cancer. Then John Diamond from the Mercy Brothers, I worked in that session. There was Al Cross from Big Sugar, Wendell Ferguson from Tommy Hunter Show. Then later on in the latter 90s, I worked with Patricia Conroy, who was quite large in Canada back in the late 90s, and she's now Nashville and doing, I guess she's enjoying her life now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been writing with Brent Dorner from the rock band Helix, and working with Kaz Weinbrunn as a co-writer on a tune that we're working on, a Leonard Skinner tune that wasn't recorded, but it was the bed tracks were recorded, but it never went any further. And we were able to get our hands on it through a Stephen Wrench, is his name, out of Nashville. And my producer's name is Matt Grady, who his father, Peter Grady, was a guitarist for Ann Murray in the late 60s. And then Nick Fetcheson does a lot of work for me now, and Neil Peake, who's with a band called Going Japanese. So I'm surrounded by, and history, surrounded by a lot of great Canadian artists and musicians, and I've had the luck of being able to play with some of the greats in Canada. And I've been writing all those years, and I did have a single out back in 1992 called Then You Came True. It had some modest airplay, both in Canada and over in Europe. Just in the last few years, I was able to sign with Bongo Boy Records out of New Jersey, who is a digital full-stack record company, and I've been able to get some airplay throughout Europe and actually Asia and China and what have you, and so I'm really hitting hard on trying to get across Canada.
So
and of course, United States, and Lauren Tutty Promotions are promoting me now, and Howler Promotions down in States. And so, I'm working my butt off on this because time keeps ticking away, right?
It does.
And my goal is to complete my mission, what I'm here on this earth for, and I believe it's music, and I love it. I enjoy it, and it's where I want to be.
Well,
I had the unfortunate of losing my youngest son 2 years ago to opioid crisis, and so I have a mission with him in mind, and so that brings you up to speed where I'm at right now, and I'm recording another album at EMAX Studios, where I recorded this last album, where Dust in the Western Sky was recorded. This last album with Dust in the Western Sky, it's called The Runner, and it can be found on Bandcamp.com, franktrousdale.bandcamp.com, and, of course, Dust in the Western Sky can be found on Spotify and all the other streamers as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Why don't you tell me specifically about that song, Dust on the Western Sky? Tell me.
Dust on the Western Sky?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, Brent Dorner from Helix and I, one day we sat down at his place and he threw out a bunch of one-liners, as we always do, and I wrote them down and I went home, and about 2 weeks later I wrote the song and I wrote the arrangements while Brent sat back in his easy chair and waited for me.
You did all the work.
I did it all. But you know what? He gave me the idea, so he earned 50% of that baby.
That's how that works, eh?
That's how it works.
Well,
you were
giving me your bio there, and you were dropping some names that are friends of ours, too. The Wendell Fergusons and the Patricia Conroys of the world are friends of ours, too.
I love that guy. I love Wendell so much. He's probably, I consider him in the top 10 of guitar players in Canada.
Definitely, yep.
Great, great director, organizer, and he knows music so well. He taught me so much back in the early 90s, like it was incredible. And the one thing he left me was a song that he sang every time he was on the bus with Tommy Huntershow. And I said, what is it? He says, it's called Trees and Rocks.
Yep.
And the song went on for 15 minutes. It's talking about trees and rocks. So that goes to tell you the humor that Wendell Fergusons has. But Patricia, Patricia Conroy, what a talent. I got involved with helping her promote, and I funded part of an album she did in the late 90s. And we crossed paths while I was on the road. Up in Timmins, we were playing at the Maple Leaf in Timmins, and the Budweiser Songwriters Contest went through, and Patricia was one of the artists that was on that tour, along with Larry Good from the Good Brothers, and we opened for them and supplied backup instrumentation for them. And so Patricia and I hit it off, and we were able to stay friends for a number of years, like I said, in the late 90s, I was involved with some of her promotion in Ontario. So it was, I've been blessed. I've been fortunate to hook with some good people, along with Michelle Wright, too, because we both grew up in the Chatham area in Ontario. And Michelle and I used to cross paths while we were on the road playing the honky-tonks before she made it big.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the story, man.
The road stories are fast and furious and too many to mention here, I would imagine.
Slave Lake, my God, Alberta, Slave Lake. I'll never forget that place. Well, I could spend hours telling you stories about Brooks, Alberta, and Slave. I lost three of my band members to the Hells Angels one Saturday afternoon. We almost got fired because they didn't get back in time for the gig.
Right. Right. sounds like a great story, Frank. We're gonna have to share a cup of coffee one day and see how
you got
see
it.
How that
yeah,
goes.
I'm on coffee these days. There's no alcohol in my world these days.
Yeah, you bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Frank? Is there a website we can go to find out details and stuff?
Right now, you can go to Frank Trousdale, all lowercase, and the last name TROUSDELL.com. You can get everything and anything you need to know about me on that. And of course, Spotify, just call up Dust in the Western Sky, and there's, I think, three other songs on there as well. You can go to bongoboyrecords.com, and there's a whole landing page there on me, and anything you need to know, can you can get there. That covers the bases. You can Google me. Just Google my name, and you get everything.
That's right. So. Sounds good, Frank. Thanks
Even
for the chat.
Even my rap sheet. No, I'm always good.
Thanks for the chat, man. I really appreciate it. And yeah, let's share that cup of coffee and have a chat one day for sure, face to face.
I will make it that way. I promise you.
Awesome, Frank. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cal. You guys do great out there.
Frank Krasdell on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.